Unit 149. What do you propose?
你把该谈的项目都谈完，就问大家有什么建议。
What do you propose? What do you propose?
一个人举手示意，说他建议采用全新的会计制度。
I propose a brand new system of accounting. I propose a brand new system of accounting.
原来的书记忽然调升了。你说你建议让 Jones 来做书记。
I propose Jones for secretary. I propose Jones for secretary.
开会时大家七嘴八舌达不成协议。你说你建议应该休会。
I propose that we should stop the meeting. I propose that we should stop the meeting.
打了一场球后应该马上工作了，但你建议应稍事休息后再继续工作。
I propose a short rest before we continue to work. I propose a short rest before we continue to work.
他病得不轻，还在坚持工作。你对他说，你建议他还是先进医院。
I propose that you go into the hospital first. I propose that you go into the hospital first.
对于这个问题，大家争论不休。你说，你建议把这个问题留作下次考虑。
I propose that the matter be considered at the next meeting. I propose that the matter be considered at the next meeting.
正在大家一筹莫展之际，你向主席说，你认为他可能有什么建设性的意见。
I think you will propose something constructive. I think you will propose something constructive. Unit 150. Have you progressed in your studies?
哥哥很关心你的学习。一进门就问，你学习有没有进步？
Have you progressed in your studies? Have you progressed in your studies?
你知道哥哥学习驾驶已经有两个星期了，你问他驾驶课有没有进步？
How are you progressing with your driving lesson? How are you progressing with your driving lesson?
他的驾驶课还没有学完，但是他说他的机械理论知识进步很大。
My knowledge of mechanics has progressed greatly. My knowledge of mechanics has progressed greatly.
你很希望哥哥成为优秀的驾驶员，你说希望他能迅速进步。
I hope you'll progress rapidly. I hope you'll progress rapidly.
他在学习钢琴开始时还好，他说后来就没有什么进展了。
Later it progressed no further.Later, it progressed no further.
他的学习没有预期的那样好。他说，没有更多的进步，是让玩儿给耽误了。
Further progress was delayed by playing for fun. Further progress was delayed by playing for fun.
物竞天择，适者生存。他说，这是我们这个时代人类进步的法则。
It's the law of human progress in our time.It's the law of human progress in our time.
哥哥要调往外地，他说他要确保工程按计划进展。
I'll see to it that the construction is progressing according to the schedule. I'll see to it that the construction is progressing according to the schedule. Unit 151. I'm profoundly grateful.
朋友一直关心你，帮了你很大的忙，你向他表示深深的感激。
I'm profoundly grateful. I'm profoundly grateful.
当你为自己的所作深感歉意时，你就说
I'm profoundly sorry for what I've done. I'm profoundly sorry for what I've done.
你认为这句话是至理名言，你说这句话很深刻。
That is a very profound statement. That is a very profound statement.
他显然是在恭维你，他说简直无法形容你的话给他留下了多么深刻的印象。
I can't tell you how profoundly your words impressed me. I can't tell you how profoundly your words impressed me.
他准备继续投入全部精力研究希腊文化，他说他对希腊文化怀有深深的敬仰。
I have a profound respect for the Greek culture. I have a profound respect for the Greek culture.
教授的话让你领悟到许多， 你告诉他那些话具有深刻的教育意义。
Those utterances were profoundly educational. Those utterances were profoundly educational.
商品社会人人拜金。Cliff 说他深信金钱的力量。
I have a profound faith in the power of money. I have a profound faith in the power of money.
朋友问家里谁给你的影响最深？你说父亲给了你最深的影响。
My father gave me the most profound influence. My father gave me the most profound influence. Unit 152. I am nervous in your presence.
你问他刚才说话怎么结结巴巴？他说有你在场，他有点紧张。
I am nervous in your presence. I'm nervous in your presence.
你示意让他讲几句，他悄声对你说。Mark 在场，他一般不讲话。
In Mark's presence, I'm always silent. In Mark's presence, I'm always silent.
你的想法很好。有人说，干嘛不当着校长的面提出你的建议？
Why don't you make your suggestion in the presence of the president? Why don't you make your suggestion in the presence of the president?
父亲为你的病已经很着急了。你对医生说，不要当着父亲的面提你的病。
Don't talk about my illness in the presence of my father. Don't talk about my illness in the presence of my father.
你告诉大家，提姆真是勇敢。你说他面对突然的危险，很是镇静。
Tim is calm in the presence of sudden danger. Tim is calm in the presence of sudden danger.
经理说大家来了再签字也不迟，他说他要当着所有代表的面签字。
I'll sign in the presence of all the representatives. I'll sign in the presence of all the representatives.
你男友说话很唐突，你怪男友怎么敢当着你父母的面这样讲话。
How dare you say so in the presence of my parents? How dare you say so in the presence of my parents?
Jimmy 对你很体贴，但有的地方你不是很喜欢。你说，当着别人的面，他对你太亲近了。
He is too intimate with me in others' presence. He is too intimate with me in others' presence. Unit 153. It's our general practice.
客户问，为什么还要交一笔定金？你说，这是你们的惯例。
It's our general practice. It's our general practice.
那位商人问，可以得到多少佣金？你回答，你们的做法是付总金额的5%。
Our practice is to offer 5% of the total. Our practice is to offer 5% of the total.
节日期间，人们访亲探友，你说，这是一种古老的习俗。
It's an old practice. It's an old practice.
车位停稳，他就要下去。你告诉他，这种做法很危险。
It's a dangerous practice. It's a dangerous practice.
医生建议你不要晚睡。你说，那是你历来的习惯。
It's my usual practice. It's my usual practice.
你说你总是睡得晚起得晚，医生说早起才是你应该的做法。
To rise early is the proper practice. To rise early is the proper practice.
你不慎打破了杯子，店员说你要赔偿，那是规矩。
You have to pay for it. That's our practice. You have to pay for it. That's our practice.
你带给外教一本书让他看。你说他可以了解一些中国的传统习俗。
You'll learn something about the traditional Chinese practice. You'll learn something about the traditional Chinese practice. Unit 154. Knowledge is power.
老师一次次告诫同学努力学习，他说知识就是力量。
Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power.
你不让学生死记硬背。你说 开发创造力才是教师的职责。
Developing creative power is the responsibility of a teacher. Developing creative power is the responsibility of a teacher.
你劝朋友采用这样的育儿方法，你说这方法可以增强儿童的想象力。
This will broaden the power of imagination of the children. This will broaden the power of imagination of the children.
提高工资对经济发展有益处。这位经济学家认为，增加工资意味着提高购买力。
To raise wages means increasing purchasing power. To raise wages means increasing purchasing power.
朋友问你，公司里人际关系怎么样？你说，公司内部发生了权力斗争。
A struggle for power took place within the company. A struggle for power took place within the company.
总裁很专制。他说他有权利做出最后的决定。
I have the power to make the final decision. I have the power to make the final decision.
朋友说他的老板很英俊，你说他也是个很有能力的人。
He is also a man of great power. He is also a man of great power.
他送礼回来，面露喜色，他说钱是有魔力的。
The power of money is magical. The power of money is magical. Unit 155. The young generation is the hope of the nation.
校长对着一群年轻人讲话，他说年轻一代是国家的未来。
The young generation is the hope of the nation. The young generation is the hope of the nation.
经过他一番劝慰，你的心情开朗多了，对他说他的话让你有了新的希望。
Your words have given me fresh hope. Your words have given me fresh hope.
他一脸懊丧走了出来。你对他说，一看到他就知道没有希望了。
The moment I saw you, I knew there was no hope. The moment I saw you, I knew there was no hope.
劝了他半天，他脸色还是阴暗的。临走时，你说希望他下次能精神好点儿。
I hope you'll be in better spirits next time. I hope you'll be in better spirits next time.
合同发生了纠纷，客户说他们正盼望着有一个更好的解决办法。
We're hoping for a better settlement. We're hoping for a better settlement.
你帮他完全是出于友谊，你说你这样做并不希望得到什么回报。
I didn't do it with the hope of getting something.I didn't do it with the hope of getting something.
她嫁给了美国人，你对她说，你再没有机会见到她了。
I have no hope of seeing you anymore. I have no hope of seeing you anymore.
她一遇困难就缩回来了，你对她说，她要对实现自己的愿望抱有很大的希望才行。
You must have a strong hope of realizing your desire.You must have a strong hope of realizing your desire. Unit 156. That's an ideal place for a picnic.
你向大家推荐了一个你去过的地方。你说，那里是一个野餐的理想之地。
That's an ideal place for a picnic. That's an ideal place for a picnic.
朋友要走了，你恋恋不舍。你对他说，如果他能留下来就太好了。
That would be ideal if you could stay. That would be ideal if you could stay.
你对自己的民族很了解，你说他们的理想是和平与繁荣。
Their ideals are peace and prosperity. Their ideals are peace and prosperity.
伯父刚刚休假回来，他说那是个休养的理想之地。
That's an ideal place for recreation. That's an ideal place for recreation.
你喜欢这个海滨小镇，你说这是理想的居住之地。
That's an ideal place to reside. That's an ideal place to reside.
经过市场调查后，酒店经理说，理想的方式是提供昼夜服务。
The ideal way is to give round-the-clock service. The ideal way is to give round-the-clock service.
朋友已到婚嫁之年，仍然单身一人。他说他未找到理想的人。
I haven't found my ideal mate yet. I haven't found my ideal mate yet.
他终于成为一名专业设计师了。他说这是他很久以来的理想。
It has been my ideal since long ago. It has been my ideal since long ago. Unit 157. I have no idea for the party.
今晚有场精彩的球赛。你说你不打算去参加聚会了。
I have no idea for the party. I have no idea for the party.
临近毕业，同学总是对未来充满兴趣。他问你对将来有什么打算。
Have you any idea of the future? Have you any idea of the future?
你加班到很晚才回来，丈夫说你不知道他有多担心。
You have no idea how worried I was. You have no idea how worried I was.
Mary 认为你应该开店做生意，你说你也这么想。
I've thought of the same idea, Mary. I've thought of the same idea, Mary.
房子没人看管怎么行？父亲说他的想法是锁上门。
My idea is that we should lock it up. My idea is that we should lock it up.
朋友什么都拥有，但仍不快乐。他告诉你，人们对幸福的理解不同。
People have different ideas about happiness. People have different ideas about happiness.
大家一时都不知所措。你说你有个好主意。
I've got a wonderful idea. I've got a wonderful idea.
你迷了路，就问一位女士，她却冷冷地说，不知道。
I have no idea. I have no idea.Unit 158. In spite of all the mistakes, it's a good essay.
老师肯定了你的论文。他说，尽管有错误，但不失为一篇佳作。
In spite of all the mistakes, it's a good essay. In spite of all the mistakes, it's a good essay.
今天是好友的乔迁之日。你说，尽管下雨，你还是要去。
In spite of the rain, I'll go there.In spite of the rain, I'll go there.
楼上的邻居狂欢了一夜。你说，尽管噪音很大，你还是睡得很沉。
In spite of the noise, I slept like a log. In spite of the noise, I slept like a log.
你们为了这个建议而争得面红耳赤。你说，尽管他生了气，但还是采用了你的建议。
In spite of being angry, he took my advice.In spite of being angry, he took my advice.
你说了你对他的印象。你说他尽管有点鲁莽，但其实心地善良。
In spite of his rudeness, he's actually kind-hearted. In spite of his rudeness, he's actually kind-hearted.
你客观地评价了你的家乡。你说他虽然落后了点儿，但是个宁静而平和的地方。
In spite of its backwardness, it's a place of peace and quiet. In spite of its backwardness, it's a place of peace and quiet.
平时看来，他沉默寡言。你说，尽管他不作声，但他仍是个有思想的人。
In spite of his silence, he is a thoughtful man. In spite of his silence, he is a thoughtful man.
公司面临困难，你鼓励大家。尽管目前困难重重，但应看到光明的一面。
In spite of all the difficulties, we should look on the bright side. In spite of all the difficulties, we should look on the bright side. Unit 159. This food looks inviting.
你刚去过了那家新开的快餐店，你告诉家人，那里的食品看起来很不错。
The food there looks inviting.The food there looks inviting.
你看了广告上的图片，你说这游泳池很有吸引力，想去游一次。
The pool looks inviting. I want to go for a swim. The pool looks inviting. I want to go for a swim.
朋友为你泡茶，他说，这茶闻着香，喝着鲜。
The tea smells inviting and tastes fresh. The tea smells inviting and tastes fresh.
他的新衣服令他显得很精神。你对他说，他穿这件衣服显得很有魅力。
Your clothes give you an inviting appearance. Your clothes give you an inviting appearance.
一星期没来，妹妹的房间大变样了。你说她的房间很吸引人。
Your room is inviting. Your room is inviting.
那家店主很懂装饰。你说那橱窗里的陈设很招揽顾客。
The display in the shop window is very inviting. The display in the shop window is very inviting.
你对同事谈起你的家乡，你说你家乡的风景很是迷人。
The sight of my hometown is so inviting. The sight of my hometown is so inviting.
这个城市既有很多古迹，也有很多现代特色的建筑。你说这个城市对于你来说太迷人了。
The city is so inviting to me. The city is so inviting to me. Unit 160. Can you make anything out of it?
讲话的人在讲解过程中夹杂了很多术语，你听不明白，就问旁边的人能否听懂。
Can you make anything out of it? Can you make anything out of it?
旁边听讲的人无可奈何地摇摇头，他说他听不懂是什么意思。
I couldn't make out what he meant. I couldn't make out what he meant.
这个人是学社会学和人类学的，他的观念生僻而复杂，你说你很难理解他的观念。
It's difficult to make out his idea. It's difficult to make out his idea.
看到他莫名其妙的发火，你说他真怪，真让人想不通。
She is so strange, I can't make her out. She is so strange, I can't make her out.
他一时说了过激的话，他说他自己也真搞不懂为什么这样做。
I really can't make out why I did so. I really can't make out why I did so.
会议的时间已过了。主持人还未露面，你说真猜不透他为什么还不来。
I can't make out why he hasn't come. I can't make out why he hasn't come.
老板不由分说就要解雇他，他说一点儿不明白这是怎么回事。
I couldn't make it out at all. I couldn't make it out at all.
他说话转弯抹角的。你告诉他说他直言相告，你才能明白。
I can't make it out until you tell me frankly. I can't make it out until you tell me frankly. Unit 161. I've been missing you so much.
一别五年，在久久的盼望之后，你又见到了他。你说你一直非常想念他。
I've been missing you so much.I've been missing you so much.
他又要离开你，踏上归途。你说你将会很想念他。
I'll miss you terribly. I'll miss you terribly.
他这个假期要去很远的地方。他说他会很想念你们大家的。
I'll miss you all dreadfully. I'll miss you all dreadfully.
你们一见如故。他说。你走后他会怀念这次愉快的谈话。
I'll miss our pleasant talks when you leave. I'll miss our pleasant talks when you leave.
你从外省回到父亲身边，他说你很难想象他多么惦念你。
You can't imagine how much I missed you. You can't imagine how much I missed you.
在送来的花束中，你看到一张字条，上面写着他会怀念你明亮的眼睛，甜美的笑。
I'll miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. I'll miss your bright eyes and sweet smile.
他的年轻时代是在小岛上度过的。你问他是否怀念在小岛上的生活。
Do you miss the life on the small island? Do you miss the life on the small island?
每逢佳节倍思亲，今晚你一人在外过节，你说你突然意识到你很想家。
I suddenly realize I miss my home very much. I suddenly realize I miss my home very much. Unit 162. I have met him on many occasions.
大家在谈论那喜剧明星，你说你在许多场合里见过他。
I've met him on many occasions. I've met him on many occasions.
上司发火了，你告诉新来的同伴，这种场合最好保持沉默。
You'd better keep silent on such occasions. You'd better keep silent on such occasions.
你不喜欢他这样称呼你，你说，在所有的场合下，他都称你为妹妹。
On every occasion, he called me younger sister. On every occasion, he called me younger sister.
正值朋友的婚期，你说，在这个欢乐的时刻，你要表达对他的祝福。
I send you my blessing on the happy occasion. I send you my blessing on the happy occasion.
那个人很面熟，你说你想不起是什么场合了，但你见过他。
I can't recall the occasion, but I've met her. I can't recall the occasion, but I've met her.
同学们毕业以后十年才有一聚，你说那是最快乐的时刻。
It's a most joyful occasion. It's a most joyful occasion.
他似乎脑子里只有工作，没有别的。你说，在所有的情况下，他都只谈工作。
He talks about his work upon every occasion. He talks about his work upon every occasion.
朋友说他拿了一项大奖。你说，这个美妙时刻，你们应该庆祝一下。
We'll celebrate the great occasion. We'll celebrate the great occasion. Unit 163. I work hard in order to have a happy life.
他兼了两份职，他说他努力工作是为了幸福的生活。
I work hard in order to have a happy life. I work hard in order to have a happy life.
他每一夜都加班到很晚，他说这样是为了能回家过节。
I did it in order to spend my holiday at home. I did it in order to spend my holiday at home.
你问他为什么在假期去打工，他说他假期打工是为了赚一点钱。
I worked in that vacation in order to make a little money. I worked in that vacation in order to make a little money.
他把数字核对了一遍又一遍，他说这样是为了不受责骂。
I do this in order not to be scolded. I do this in order not to be scolded.
你问他干嘛请来了数名翻译，他说请翻译是为了让外国游客感到宾至如归。
We invited the interpreters in order to make foreign visitors feel at home. We invited the interpreters in order to make foreign visitors feel at home.
看天上阴云密布，他说得赶快走，以便不被雨截住。
We must speed up in order not to be caught in the rain. We must speed up in order not to be caught in the rain.
他业余时间全用来工作，他说业余时间打工是为了更多的了解社会。
I took the part-time job in order to learn more about society. I took the part-time job in order to learn more about society.
他要购买新房，他说为了付款不得不尽量储蓄。
In order to pay for it, I'll have to save as much as possible. In order to pay for it, I'll have to save as much as possible. Thank you. 164. There's a good 3 miles to the station.
父亲认为路太远了，要你租的士。他说，这里距车站足足3里。
There's a good 3 miles to the station. There's a good 3 miles to the station.
你买来了新的电脑，请朋友安装调试。朋友说，他得好好试一下。
I'll give it a good try. I'll give it a good try.
正是梅雨季节，衣服要发霉了。你说你要彻底地晾干它们。
I'll give them a good dry. I'll give them a good dry.
你回到家时已经很疲倦了。你说你今天整整干了一天的活。
I have a good day's work today. I have a good day's work today.
修车时你的衣服沾到了油污，妻子说得好好洗一下。
It needs a good wash. It needs a good wash.
这房子很久不住人了，你说你们得来一次彻底的清洁。
We should give it a good cleaning. We should give it a good cleaning.
你今天早上起来格外精神，你说你足足睡了一夜的好觉。
I had a good night's sleep.I had a good night's sleep.
你警告他不要胡来，你说你会狠狠地给他一次教训的。
I'll give you a good lesson. I'll give you a good lesson. Unit 165. Our forefathers handed down the customs to us.
你带外教看过婚俗表演，你说这都是先辈传给你们的习俗。
These are the customs our forefathers handed down to us.These are the customs our forefathers handed down to us.
你家有许多珍贵的古董，你说这是一代一代传下来的。
Those were handed down from one generation to another. Those were handed down from one generation to another.
你拿出一枚钻石给他看，你说这钻石已经传了好几代了。
The diamond has been handed down for generations.The diamond has been handed down for generations.
父亲说婚礼按习俗办。你问，干嘛要按传下来的习俗去办呢？
Why follow the traditions handed down? Why follow the traditions handed down?
这里的人世代笃信上帝。朋友带你看了这个仪式，他说，这个仪式已传下来几代了。
The ceremony was handed down for centuries.The ceremony was handed down for centuries.
这辆古旧的福特车已经成为现在人们珍贵的收藏品了。你说这是祖父传下来的。
It was handed down by my grandfather. It was handed down by my grandfather.
你拥有一套旧房子，你说这是父亲留给你的。
My father handed it down to me. My father handed it down to me.
你们拥有一个财产继承的习俗，你说财产一般是传给长子。
Property was usually handed down to the oldest son. Property was usually handed down to the oldest son. Unit 166. Personally, I'm in favor of the new policy.
大家在讨论如何看待这项新政策。你说以你个人态度，你赞成这项政策。
Personally, I'm in favor of the new policy. Personally, I'm in favor of the new policy.
听说他要离开你们小组，你对他说，从个人来讲，他离开你会很遗憾的。
Personally, I'll be sorry if you leave. Personally, I'll be sorry if you leave.
看过电影，大家说不太好，你说你个人认为还不错。
Personally, I think it is very good.Personally, I think it is very good.
朋友要你对他的个人画展评论几句，你说你倒愿意讲几句个人意见。
I'd like to make some personal comments. I'd like to make some personal comments.
谈到 Hart 先生，你说别人可能不同意，但你个人认为他是个好人。
You may not agree, but personally I think he is a good man.You may not agree, but personally, I think he is a good man.
你向上司汇报了工作，他说他本人不相信你汇报的内容。
Personally, I don't believe what you said in the report. Personally, I don't believe what you said in the report.
他拿出项目建议书征求你的意见。你说，你个人看来报告没有什么毛病。
Personally, I see nothing wrong with it. Personally, I see nothing wrong with it.
会议上讨论了这篇报告。他说，他想就报告谈一些个人的看法。
I want to say something personal about the report. I want to say something personal about the report. Unit 167. His speech was just ordinary.
你正为没有去听 Peter 的讲座而遗憾。朋友认为没有什么可遗憾的，他的讲座很一般。
His speech was just ordinary. His speech was just ordinary.
你想起了十八岁生日那天，家人忘了你的生日。你说那天你们吃了一顿平常的饭。
It was an ordinary dinner. It was an ordinary dinner.
那位作家似乎没有从前那样有才华了。你说他出版的新书太平常了。
His latest book is quite ordinary. His latest book is quite ordinary.
你千里迢迢赶去参加一个研讨会，可你很失望。你说那些讨论题目太平庸了。
The topics in the discussion are too ordinary. The topics in the discussion are too ordinary.
他递过来一盒很旧的磁带，他说，这可不是普通的舞会音乐。
This isn't a piece of ordinary dance music. This isn't a piece of ordinary dance music.
他主持的节目很贴近人们的生活，他说，这个节目只谈最普遍的问题。
It only talks of the most ordinary things. It only talks of the most ordinary things.
伟大的人常说这样的一句话，我也是普通人。
I'm an ordinary man too. I'm an ordinary man too.
他取得的成绩是用汗水换来的，可他说没有什么不寻常的。
It's nothing out of the ordinary.It's nothing out of the ordinary. Unit 168. I'm not quite clear about it yet.
有人来询问是否上级有了关于退休津贴的新规定。你说你对此还不清楚。
I'm not quite clear about it yet. I'm not quite clear about it yet.
上司交代完工作又问你是否明白该做些什么。
Are you clear about what to do?Are you clear about what to do?
妈妈还在不停地叮嘱你。你说，你明白她期望你什么。
I'm clear as to what you expect of me. I'm clear as to what you expect of me.
记者招待会上，发言人说，在这个问题上，他们的立场是明确的。
Our stand on this question is clear. Our stand on this question is clear.
他见到你连招呼都不打，你说你不清楚他为什么这样做。
To me, it's not clear why he did it. To me, it's not clear why he did it.
他含含糊糊想把问题搪塞过去。你说他应该给你一个明晰的解释。
You should give me a clear explanation. You should give me a clear explanation.
你请了朋友几次，他都没来。你说很显然他是不打算来了。
It's clear that he doesn't intend to come.It's clear that he doesn't intend to come.
这个湖很有名气，一点污染都没有。你感叹到湖水像玻璃一样清澈。
The water in the lake is as clear as glass. The water in the lake is as clear as glass. Unit 169. I'm busy preparing for my exam.
哥哥一整天都坐在房里复习，他说正在准备考试。
I'm busy preparing for my exam. I'm busy preparing for my exam.
同事问你，上次讲座怎么没见过你？你说在忙着照顾你的祖父。
I was busy looking after my grandfather. I was busy looking after my grandfather.
你找了他一天，傍晚才回来。你问他一直在忙什么？
What have you been busy doing? What have you been busy doing?
每年这个季节他都很少回家，他说日夜不停地忙于各种会议。
I'm busy day and night with conferences. I'm busy day and night with conferences.
为了保险起见，你拜访他之前打了个电话，你问他下午忙不忙。
Are you busy this afternoon? Are you busy this afternoon?
你住的地方很吵，你说那正是最繁忙的街道之一。
This is one of the busiest streets. This is one of the busiest streets.
开店的父亲希望你圣诞节前回家帮他的忙。他说圣诞节期间店铺很忙。
The shop is busy in the Christmas season. The shop is busy in the Christmas season.
朋友约你出去聚一聚，问你是否忙。你说不忙，你愿意去。
I'm not busy. I'd like to go. I'm not busy. I'd like to go.Unit 170. Unusual exertion may affect the heart.
训练要有计划地进行。教练说，超常付出体力会影响心脏。
Unusual exertion may affect the heart. Unusual exertion may affect the heart.
你认为行得正就要勇敢地走下去。你说，别人的闲话不会影响你。
Gossip will not affect me. Gossip will not affect me.
那个财团的发言人说，这次金融危机没有影响到他们的投资。
The financial crisis didn't affect our investment. The financial crisis didn't affect our investment.
妻子劝你不要吸烟，说吸烟会影响健康。
Smoking affects your health. Smoking affects your health.
听完音乐会，丈夫一路沉思。他说，音乐总能强烈地感染他的情绪。
Music always affects me very strongly. Music always affects me very strongly.
他的报告来自于他的亲身经验。你说这个报告深深地打动了听众。
The speech deeply affected the audience. The speech deeply affected the audience.
最近市场上出现了假冒的此种产品。经理说他们的产品势必受到影响。
The sales of our product will be naturally affected.The sales of our product will be naturally affected.
今年粮食减产了。市长说这个地区是受到了干旱的影响。
The region was affected by drought. The region was affected by drought. Unit 171. I don't feel my age.
他六十岁了还参加长跑，令人吃惊。他说他没感到自己老了。
I don't feel my age.I don't feel my age.
你们在美国的一所小学参观时问校长，在他们国家儿童几岁开始上学？
At what age do children start school in your country? At what age do children start school in your country?
老作家回忆起当年写作的历程，他说他在四十岁起开始写作的。
I began to write at the age of 40. I began to write at the age of 40.
记者采访了这个贫穷地区，他说孩子们七八岁时就开始劳动了。
The children began to work at the age of 7 or 8. The children began to work at the age of 7 or 8.
哥哥很羡慕你通晓电脑，他说他在你这么大的时候对电脑一无所知。
I knew nothing about computers at your age. I knew nothing about computers at your age.
弟弟总想问那位女演员的年龄。你提醒他千万不要打听女士的年龄。
You should never ask a lady's age. You should never ask a lady's age.
那位女士说她四十岁了。你恭维地说，她看起来比实际年龄年轻多了。
You look much younger than your age. You look much younger than your age.
老人认为你们这一代很幸运。他说，你们生活在一个高度进步的时代。
You live in a highly advanced age.You live in a highly advanced age. Unit 172. I'm getting you a wonderful gift.
圣诞节快到了，母亲对儿子说，圣诞节要送给他一件精美的礼物。
I'm getting you a wonderful gift for Christmas. I'm getting you a wonderful gift for Christmas.
John 和 Mary 结婚三周年了，父亲对他们说，要给他们买钢琴做礼物。
I'm getting you a piano as a gift. I'm getting you a piano as a gift.
你的生日就要到了，丈夫说他要买一套音响做生日礼物。
I'm getting you a stereo for your birthday. I'm getting you a stereo for your birthday.
父亲赚到一大笔钱，你问他会不会买一辆新车做你的生日礼物。
Are you getting me a new car for my birthday? Are you getting me a new car for my birthday?
孩子不听话了，你吓唬他说，你再也不给他买任何东西了，因为他太调皮了。
I won't get you anything because you're so mischievous. I won't get you anything because you're so mischievous.
朋友家新晋生了胖儿子，你说你要买点什么东西送给他表示祝贺。
I'm getting you something to congratulate you. I'm getting you something to congratulate you.
你站在商店里的柜台边，想到第一次见朋友的小孩，你说你该给他买点什么呢？
What am I getting him? What am I getting him?
你问他过生日需要什么，他说他只想让你买那件裙子。
I only want you to get me the skirt.I only want you to get me the skirt. Unit 173. I'll go see it.
朋友告诉你那家店转让了，货物都打折出售，你说你要去看一看。
I'll go see it. I'll go see it.
老板交代完工作，顺便对你说，先把报纸给他取回来。
Go get the paper for me. Go get the paper for me.
父亲有事要找哥哥谈，你自告奋勇地说，你替父亲去把他找回来。
I'll go find him for you. I'll go find him for you.
父亲感冒了，你这里正好有感冒药。弟弟说他去给父亲送药。
I'll go take the medicine to dad. I'll go take the medicine to dad.
忙了一天之后，丈夫劝你坐下来喝点茶，你说你要去洗衣服。
I'll go do some washing.I'll go do some washing.
Mary 病了，同事问你要不要去医院看一看她。
Do you want to go see her in the hospital? Do you want to go see her in the hospital?
同事要出差，问你可不可以去给她订一张火车票。
Will you go reserve a ticket for me? Will you go reserve a ticket for me?
姐姐家有客人抽不开身，她问你愿不愿意为她去买点食品。
Would you go buy some food for me? Would you go buy some food for me? Unit 174. All my efforts were wasted.
几经劝说，他还是没有改正。你说你的努力全白费了。
All my efforts were wasted. All my efforts were wasted.
她是公认的才女，在公司里做文员。你说，做这样千篇一律的工作是浪费了她的才能。
The routine work is a waste of her talents. The routine work is a waste of her talents.
这家公司破产了，大家一点都不感到意外。你说是浪费导致了它破产。
The waste drove it into bankruptcy. The waste drove it into bankruptcy.
他还未准备好足够的资料，就要赶着写论文了。你说欲速则不达。
Haste makes waste.Haste makes waste.
孩子洗过脸后没关水龙头就去玩耍了，你提醒他那是浪费水。
That's a waste of water. That's a waste of water.
看来他根本不可能接受你的意见。朋友说，别在他身上浪费时间了。
Don't waste time on him. Don't waste time on him.
你认为有时间不如去读些书。你说你不愿意浪费时间跟别人闲聊。
I don't want to waste time by chatting. I don't want to waste time by chatting.
你住院了，有家人在身边照顾你，你告诉同学不要花时间来回跑了。
Don't waste time going to and from. Don't waste time going to and from. Unit 175. I've got to start working out.
你近日来食欲颇佳，体重上升。你说你必须开始做健身运动了。
I've got to start working out. I've got to start working out.
你病了也没吃药，看来是顶不住了。你说你得吃些药了。
I've got to take some medicine. I've got to take some medicine.
节日聚会太多，吃了大鱼大肉，你胃里不舒服。你说你必须换换口味，吃点蔬菜了。
I've got to get some vegetables for a change. I've got to get some vegetables for a change.
机票已经全部订出，家里催着你快点回去。你说你得另想办法回家。
I've got to find another way home. I've got to find another way home.
正在主持会议时，来了一位重要人物找你，你说你得离开一下。
I've got to leave for a moment. I've got to leave for a moment.
他工资太低，家里还有三个孩子要抚养。他说他得另找一份工作。
I've got to find another job. I've got to find another job.
明天你要请客人来做客，你说你得好好准备一下。
I've got to prepare well. I've got to prepare well.
老板解雇他了，你说你得告诉他事实。
I've got to tell her the truth. I've got to tell her the truth. Unit 176. That really makes sense.
同学说，这样的讲座不去听倒也节省了时间。你同意他的话，说真有道理。
That really makes sense. That really makes sense.
老师讲了许多英语俚语，你很难理解英语为什么这样去表达。你说，不知道这些俚语是什么意思。
The slang doesn't seem to make any sense. The slang doesn't seem to make any sense.
他前言不搭后语地为自己开脱，你听了以后说，一点道理也没有。
It doesn't make any sense.It doesn't make any sense.
你读过了书中对于问题的分析，觉得很不合逻辑。你说，书中的解释令人莫名其妙。
The explanation in the book makes no sense. The explanation in the book makes no sense.
朋友在读古诗，他说得读好几遍，不然根本读不懂。
It doesn't make sense until you read it again and again.It doesn't make sense until you read it again and again.
哥哥出门前留了张条子，奇奇怪怪地画了一些符号。父亲说他看不懂这张字条。
I can't make sense of the message. I can't make sense of the message.
妻子上班把儿子锁在屋里，丈夫责怪说怎么能把孩子一个人留在家里。
Does it make sense to leave him alone in the room? Does it make sense to leave him alone in the room?
你告诉父亲你刚刚做了常规体检，父亲说注意身体是应该的。
It makes sense to take care of your health. It makes sense to take care of your health. Unit 177. Really, the prices are rising rapidly.
他说物价又上涨了。你赞同地说，真是这样，物价上涨得很迅速。
Really, the prices are rising rapidly.Really, the prices are rising rapidly.
他说你们是老朋友了，你也赞同，就说真的，我们从小就认识。
Really, we have known each other since childhood. Really, we have known each other since childhood.
朋友说你儿子真聪明，你觉得也是如此，就说是的，他四岁就可以读写了。
Really, he could read and write at the age of four.Really, he could read and write at the age of four.
丈夫说这件衣服买得贵了，你也觉得如此。你说，的确花了700元呢。
Really, it cost me 700. Really, it cost me 700.
朋友说这雨太大了，你也赞同。你说，一点也不假，雨水像是泼下来的。
Really, it looks like it's pouring down.Really, it looks like it's pouring down.
你对妻子说这孩子很懂事。妻子说是啊，回家的路上他一路照顾我。
Really, my son took care of me on the way home. Really, my son took care of me on the way home.
老师说你写的字太潦草了。你说是啊，我自己都认不出来了。
Really, I can't recognize it myself. Really, I can't recognize it myself.
弟弟说看来父亲的病是好多了。你说是啊，他今天散步走了3个小时。
Really, he took a walk for 3 hours. Really, he took a walk for 3 hours. Unit 178. A little exercise would do you good.
你最近劳累过度，全身酸痛。父亲说做点运动对你有好处。
A little exercise would do you good. A little exercise would do you good.
祖父每天都坚持散步，他说每天散散步对自己有好处。
Taking a walk every day would do me good. Taking a walk every day would do me good.
美容师认为水是美容最重要的一条，他说每天八杯水有益无害。
8 glasses of water a day would do you good. 8 glasses of water a day would do you good.
姐姐刚完成一项设计，她说到乡下去待一天会对她有好处。
A day in the country will do me good. A day in the country will do me good.
听说她在练气功，你问这对她是否有点作用。
Has it done you any good? Has it done you any good?
孩子实在不想吃药，你劝他说吃了吧，这对你有好处。
Take it and it will do you good. Take it and it will do you good.
你为母亲熬鸡汤，你对她说这鸡汤对她有益。
The chicken soup will do you good. The chicken soup will do you good.
医生劝她不要再吸烟了，她说吸烟太多对她没有好处。
Too much smoking will do you no good. Too much smoking will do you no good.Unit 179. He will end up as president someday.
他干得出色，连连晋升。同事们都说他有朝一日能成为总统。
He will end up as president someday. He will end up as president someday.
这个律师从前曾经从事过许多种工作。他说他最后当上了律师。
I finally ended up as a lawyer. I finally ended up as a lawyer.
老人知道那个年轻人偷偷地干了不合法的事，就警告他说他最终会进监狱的。
He'll end up in prison. He'll end up in prison.
朋友没有赴约，他解释说车子坏了，最后只好待在家里过节。
We ended up staying home for the holiday. We ended up staying home for the holiday.
交通警察见你不止一次地开飞车，就说你到头来非进医院不可。
You'll end up in the hospital. You'll end up in the hospital.
你在讲述那顿丰盛的晚餐时说，开始有汤喝，后来还有水果。
We started with soup and ended up with fruit. We started with soup and ended up with fruit.
连续剧的最后一集你没看上，你问家人故事是怎样结局的。
How did the story end up? How did the story end up?
他做事总是没有恒心，你说这样来他到头会一无所成的。
He'll end up achieving nothing. He'll end up achieving nothing.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。